The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, everyone. This is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield. And this week, we're talking all about the 36th Fall Festival of Shakespeare. 36 years. That's pretty crazy. We have Darius Jernigan and Nayiri Poole here, who are the directors of The Tempest, which will be performed by the Pittsfield High School students at Pittsfield High and at Shakespeare and Company for the full festival. Good morning.
Good morning. It's lovely.
We're so happy here.
We're happy to be here. Thanks for having us.
I can't believe this is 36 years. We had Kevin Coleman on here last year, who I call the king of the fall festival. He has some title.
The
starter,
originator, yes,
whatever, inventor, director, founder, whatever the word is. And the fact that this has been around for 36 years says a lot for the festival, of course. It's the Fall Festival of Shakespeare, put on by Shakespeare and Company. So you two are directors for Pittsfield High School, but you work with Shakespeare and Company.
That's correct. Yes.
And there are directors like you all over at other schools throughout the Berkshires and beyond.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. There are 10 schools total in the festival, and there are two directors at each school. So there are 20 directors in total, but then there's also a whole host of other people who can come in as guests, who are choreographers and fight directors, and that have a myriad of other jobs and come in and do workshops with the kids all the time. So it's a huge team, and we essentially treat it like it's one big project.
Yeah, it's a huge undertaking for Shakespeare and Company, and we're so grateful that this is a part of the Berkshires theater scene for the students, for the kids. So high school 9 through 12 typically, and Pittsfield High School is doing The Tempest this year. And the whole process of choosing the plays every year is really cool. It's really cool. So you, when you audition for the fall festival at each school, there is no play yet.
Yeah,
you just audition for the fall festival. So maybe, Darius, you can talk a little bit about that process and how you figure out what the play is going to be.
Yeah, absolutely. We invite the students to come in and audition over, 3 days we do usually. And based on the students that we get, their energy, what they're interested in, what their collaboration is like, we decide, we pick a play based on them. Or like, we, this year we asked them what they were interested in, like as far as comedy or tragedy, and they kind of wanted some of everything.
Yeah, I know many of them, and I agree with them. They're all over the place.
Yeah, of course. Totally. And one of the really special things about the audition process too, which is a part of what we call, you know, the operating system, the way that we work in the festival, is that we audition with games. So it's like, instead of asking these kids who may not know what a headshot or a resume is, we just say, hey, come in, we'll play games. We just want to take some time to get to know you and get to know what you're interested in. That way we can decide something that can go in tandem with, you know, their desires, but also something that may help them grow and stretch as performers.
It's awesome because it's very unlike other auditions. You don't have to be a quote unquote theater kid to be a part of this because you base the play on the kids that are in the auditions, which I love. And they are a part of the decision whether, you know, they want to do a comedy or a tragedy or whatever, a little bit of both. And you don't have to know Shakespeare because that can be very intimidating to people.
Yeah.
When you hear about Shakespeare and Company and we're doing this fall festival, you don't have to know Shakespeare to be a part of the fall festival, which is also really cool.
Yeah, because it's all a learning process. We're going to, you know, teach them about the language and help them learn ways of understanding the language and being able to, you know, facilely move through the language. But, you know, that also, you know, fully encompasses our tech team. There's like a whole myriad of students who are not performers even, don't mm-hmm. want to be on stage, but they love being a part of the process and watching it all come together. So they get to learn about it just as much as any of the performers on stage, because everyone has to get a full understanding of what the text is saying in order to be able to share it.
It's very cool. And the whole set build. So every school that's doing this, the 10 different high schools have their own set build. And that is also driven by Shakespeare and Company. And the set, I got a few little glimpses of the set at Pittsfield High School.
Oh my God, it's so great.
It's so cool.
Yes, that is Marcus Kearns. He's our set designer, production designer for this year in particular over at Pittsfield. And he had a brilliant idea of just having this huge tree that looks like it's just peeking into the stage. And it's really magical to look at.
It is quite magical.
Yeah. It's very cool. It's so cool. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on 89.7 FM WTBR. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. And this week, we're talking all about the 36th annual Fall Festival of Shakespeare, put on by Shakespeare and Company, going through 10 schools in the Berkshires and beyond. And the Pittsfield High School production is The Tempest. We should note The Tempest is going to be performed at Pittsfield High School November 15th and 16th. There are two evening shows, 7:30 p.m. And then on the 16th, there's a 2 o'clock show. And the grand festival, the grand fall festival at Shakespeare and Company is November 21, 22, 23, and 24, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And the Pittsfield High School production is Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. So this is like the coolest thing ever. If you have no one involved in this, I still say go see the production at Shakespeare and Company. It's like the World Series or the Super Bowl of theater. Yes. It's like nothing you've ever seen. You go into the theater and the students are all there because they go for the whole weekend if they can to see all of the other schools perform, which is just magical. And there's hissing at the evil people on the stage, the evil character. Like, people hiss at the stage. I mean, it's just, it's so, there's like rowdiness, like thumping. Mm-hmm. It is the coolest thing that you can ever experience in the theater world. So those tickets for November 21st through the 24th are available on Shakespeare and Company's website. They're very reasonable. I can't remember what exactly, but go to the website and purchase, and you can purchase the individual tickets based on the performance you want to see. So the Pittsfield High School, The Tempest, is on November 21st, and it's all broken down by school. There are multiple performances a day. There are two on Thursday, multiple on Friday, multiple on Saturday. And then it's over on Sunday with, again, multiple performances. It's just the coolest thing you can ever experience to see the excitement of Shakespeare. And again, you do not have to know Shakespeare to enjoy these productions. Mm-hmm. Another cool thing about the Fall Festival experience for the students is before you go into rehearsing the actual play, you go over the play. Like, you explain what The Tempest is.
Yeah, we use a process called Story of the Play, where we will write down kind of like a summary of what the play is, including major lines or important lines from all the different characters, and we spend an entire rehearsal reading that out loud as a company, getting the kids up and on their feet to act out all the different moments in the play before we've ever even read the script.
So they totally understand what the play is about they're reading the play. And it's not the old school language that you can't understand of Shakespeare. It is totally understandable and translatable to the students and then, of course, to the audience when we're watching it.
Yeah, of course. And I think that's one of the really beautiful things about it, that, you know, like it is that language. They're fully working and moving and expressing through that language, but they have such an in-depth understanding of it that when we're hearing it and when we are receiving it as an audience, it's picture perfect in understanding. Like, there's no air and sense that it's confusing because everything that they're saying is making sense and they understand it so much that it makes it easier for everyone else to understand.
It's very cool. It's just such a wonderful process. We are talking about the Fall Festival of Shakespeare put on by Shakespeare and Company, and the Pittsfield High School play this year is The Tempest. It will be performed at Pittsfield High School November 15th and 16th, and then at Shakespeare and Company as part of the festival November 21st at 8:30 p.m. That festival goes from the 21st through the 24th. We encourage you to follow Pittsfield High School Proteus, P-R-O-T-E-U-S, on Facebook and Instagram for more information. And of course, Shakespeare and Company's website has more information about the Grand Fall Festival, the overall fall festival, which involves 10 schools from the Berkshires and beyond. So if you are listening and you say, wow, I really would like my kid to be involved in this, get on the list and get them involved. It happens every fall. It's called the Fall Festival, and it happens every fall. It's been going on for 36 years.
It sure has.
So there is a very high chance that it will be continuing, and so we encourage you to get your children involved in this. 9 through 12 high schoolers throughout the Berkshires, 10 different schools in the Berkshires. Yeah. It's just a cool experience. Yeah. Talk about the common classes. This is so cool to bring the separate schools together to learn things.
Yes. So in the first 4 weeks of our rehearsal process, we bring all of the students from all the different schools out to Shakespeare and Company to take part in these common classes. And they cover a range of topics. I mean, the first one was a stage combat masterclass. Oh, yeah, where they learn all about fake fighting on stage. That's cool. And using swords and slaps and falls, and they have a great time. We have the voice and movement common class where they learn skills and techniques for how to use their voices and their bodies in an interesting way. And the last two common classes are both tech and tech performance. Mm-hmm. So where they come in and they take multiple different classes in set building, painting, costume design and construction, building props and things of that nature. And in the final common class, the performers get together and create a trailer for their play.
Oh yes, I did see some video of that one. That was very, very entertaining.
Good. And so deeply entertaining.
Yeah, deeply entertaining. So each school comes together and gets a trailer, like a movie trailer, mm-hmm. but they perform the trailer for the other schools to give them a preview yes. of what their play is like.
Yeah, and it's like with common classes, one of the really beautiful things about it, of course they get to learn theater skills and skills that they, you know, can carry throughout their lives for just whatever their use is. You know, learning how to sew is always a really useful skill. They get to have these skills, but they also get to meet all of the other students, or not all of them if everyone doesn't come, but, you know, a good Many. Amount of students from all the other schools, so they can learn, oh, if we're doing the same play, oh, we're doing the same part. They get to learn about the other shows. They get to meet other students that are coming from different spaces. And then on top of that, it sort of diminishes the competitive nature that yes. can nice. Exist within, you know, theater spaces, sports spaces. It's so baked into their culture that it really is helpful to come together and have a fun time together in order to explore and learn to support each other in a way. So that way, by the time they get to festival, they're fully cheering for these students at other schools and giving them a space of support to share
with everyone. It's very cool. The common class would bus students from their schools to Shakespeare and Company, and there's 10 schools, so there were over 100 people gathering typically for each of these common classes.
Yeah. Yes.
These high schoolers, and you're exactly right. So then when they see each other for the fall festival for the weekend, they say, oh, hey, so-and-so, mm-hmm. I know you from common class, and yeah. whatever, and they cheer and hiss appropriately
yes.
at the stage and bang their, you know, chairs, all of that stuff, because yeah. it all happens.
Because they're already friends so they can play with each other right. in that way and give each other that full feedback.
It's not competitive in any way, which makes it so, just so beautiful.
I want this for senior citizens.
Well, maybe. Think about that, Shakespeare and Company. Think about a senior citizen version.
Sounds like a blast.
It's very, very exciting and very cool. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. We have Bev Prentice operating the board. Thank you, Bev. And Darius Jernigan and Nayiree Poole are the directors from Shakespeare and Company, directing The Tempest at Pittsfield High School November 15th and 16th, and then at Shakespeare and Company the following weekend. The Pittsfield performance of The Tempest will be November 21st, Thursday at 8:30, but the plays go through the weekend, Thursday through Sunday. More information at shakespeare.org for all of that. And Pittsfield High School's Proteus, P-R-O-T-E-U-S, has a great Facebook and Instagram presence. Please follow along on that. Tickets for The Tempest at PHS will also be available at the door. It's just, it's crazy. It's magical. And I remember Kevin Coleman last year, who was the founder of this fall festival, said there are places around the country contacting Shakespeare and Company because they want this template. They want to use this template in their communities. So it's so awesome that we have it here in the Berkshires.
Yeah, absolutely. They're within our education department, they're already working on creating a system in order for this to be duplicated in other spaces, because they understand the impact of giving students a space of not only learning and getting in touch with their own sort of presence, but each other's presence as well, and cultivating the sort of spirit of camaraderie and celebration rather than competition.
It's just a wonderful thing, and we're so grateful that things like this are in the Berkshires. We have such great culture, art and cultural scenes in the Berkshires and Pittsfield. It's great. Shakespeare and Company, shakespeare.org for more information about the Fall Fest. And to get tickets, you should get tickets to the Fall Festival at Shakespeare and Company through shakespeare.org. It's encouraged, because some of those do get packed.
Woo. They pack out. Yeah. They pack out so fast. It's always, well, I won't say it's always surprising. I've learned to, this is my fourth festival, and so I've started to understand that each year it's going to sell out. It consistently sells out because, you know, students are coming, their families are also coming, people in the surrounding community are coming in, but there's such enthusiasm about getting to witness the space that just breeds all of this really wild interaction between the people on stage and the people down in the audience. And so, you know, I've heard people refer to it as like a rock concert of Shakespeare. And that's exactly what it's like. So like any rock concert, it's selling out.
It is funny. I call it, I was saying like the World Series or Super Bowl, but it's totally the rock concert of Shakespeare. Yes. You are right. I mean, it's just like nothing you've ever seen. And I love the students are kind of in that middle section. And the best thing is the students are not afraid. Like there's always someone in the first and second row, which normally, you know, you sit back. You don't, who's going to go in the front row? Who wants to go? Oh no, these kids are up there. They're in the first and second row, and they're ready to yell and support all of the kids on stage.
Yeah, it's the really cool things, like because I've house managed for the festival too, is that there's always the incentive of like, oh, whoever wants to pass out the programs for the show gets to reserve seats on the front row, and kids are constantly like, I want to do it, me, please pick me. And they're so excited to just sit right on the front row and get to interact with all of their friends. It's really beautiful.
It's so funny. Isn't that wild? Even most adults don't want to sit in the front row. And so here we have these really brave kids. These brave high schoolers are up in the front row hooting and hollering like nothing else. It's awesome. It's so great. So you've been doing this for 4 years, you said?
Yes.
And Darius, what have you been
This is my first fall festival, so I am so very excited to witness Festival Weekend and to see that rock concert of Shakespeare happen. Like, I can't wait. I've imagined it a million times, and it is truly going to be a transformative experience. I'm so excited.
That's awesome. So did you just start working at Shakespeare and Company recently?
I did, yeah. I was on tour with them this past winter and spring.
Oh, great.
Doing Midsummer Night's Dream. Yay. And came back for a fall festival because everyone that I worked with at Shakespeare & Co. was like, you have to apply for fall festival.
Okay.
Like, fall festival, it is a great time. You're going to love it.
Here you are.
Here I am.
You listen.
I'm loving it.
That's great. I love the internal at Shakespeare & Company, the internal excitement. Also,
it's a huge team. It's a huge team. Not only is it the 20 directors, but it's also some odd about, you know, I think maybe upwards of around 15 of like the designers who come in and they do all the work at all the different schools. And then there's everyone in the education program. So stack on a few more people. And then there's everyone who's all the guests who come into work, stack on some more people. Mm-hmm. They're the people in the offices who help keep everything running smooth. You stack on those people. You include the liaisons from the schools. It's a massive project. And we're all on the inside feeling like, okay, if we can all have our morale high for this, then it keeps the sort of spirit of festival.
Yes,
alive.
Agreed. We should definitely give a shout out to Mr. Barry, who is the Pittsfield High School theater director. And there are Mr. Barrys all over the place.
There
because
are.
The internal school director is the one, the liaison that kind of keeps everything connected between the school and Shakespeare and Company.
I say, yeah. And one of the really great things is like sometimes when we get liaisons who are like, oh, I'm the English teacher, or like I'm a gym teacher, or they're just other people within the school's community who know the impact of festival and feel like, oh, if I can lend a helping hand and helping everything happen really smoothly between this particular school and the whole other set of schools and Shakespeare and Company, I'm down to help.
That's great. That's great. It's such a cool process, definitely. The Tempest at Pittsfield High School, part of the 36th annual Fall Festival of Shakespeare put on by Shakespeare and Company. It will be at PHS November 15th and 16th, 7:30 both nights and 2 p.m. on the 16th. And it will be at Shakespeare and Company the following weekend throughout the weekend. Thursday through Sunday is the festival. The Pittsfield High School Tempest production will be Thursday, November 21st at 8:30 p.m. Shakespeare and Company's website is shakespeare.org. Tickets will be available at the door at PHS, or you should follow Proteus, P-R-O-T-E-U-S. PHS is Proteus Theater Group on Instagram and Facebook. It's quite entertaining to follow them even outside of this fall festival because they're theater kids. They do a lot of funny things.
They're expressive.
Mm-hmm. What about your boys?
What about what?
What about your boys?
One of my kids is involved in this, so
yes!
I know I do
have
an
your
internal.
Seat with us.
Yes, I have an internal look, definitely for sure, and he loves it.
He's
Ben,
great.
Yeah, Ben's been involved. He's a sophomore, and he's been involved in both years, and he loves it. He does it for all of the reasons that we've just described: the camaraderie, the collaboration, the chance to express yourself in all ways. It's a great outlet for the community, and we're so happy to have it in our community. I also should mention the other high school in Pittsfield, Taconic High School, is putting on the production Clue. The famous Clue, you know,
like
what
game?
Is Colonel Mustard? Who are famous Clue characters?
You know what?
That's the only one that came. The butler, yes, all of that. They are putting on the production of Clue this same weekend, November 15th and 16th. So look on their pages, Taconic High School, for all of that information. Lots of opportunity for theater, art, culture, theater in the Berkshires throughout the next several months. There used to be this like high summer season and then kind of a break and then a little more season, and now it's just like constant.
Yes, yeah, everything moving through.
There's something.
All the projects that happened around here, I find that I'm not only surprised by just the amount of projects that continue to happen throughout the year, but also just how much the community also continues to support at that time. You know, we have an influx of people that come in during the summer, which is beautiful and great. We're happy to have everyone here. But then also all throughout the year, everyone in the community here is so supportive of these programs when they happen and of these shows and of these concerts. And it's awesome to have a community that supports art that way.
Yes, definitely. And we're, I feel very fortunate to be a part of the community as a resident, also to be able to experience all of the cool things that we have. We say that to Ben, who is our actor, like, you don't usually get to be on a stage auditioning like this, you know, in other communities around the country. So we're grateful for Shakespeare and Company and all of the cultural institutions and organizations in the Berkshires, for sure. We've got a few more minutes here. We are talking to Darius and Nayiri about the Fall Festival of Shakespeare. They are the directors for The Tempest. What, like, can you give us a trailer for The Tempest?
Well, a tempest begins when everyone is crashing around in an overwhelming storm in the middle of the sea that is put on by a magical creature who lives on the island, by Prospero, who has been banned from Milan. But he makes this huge storm so that everyone will crash onto the island, and he can orchestrate with his magic how to get them all to somehow come back together and make amends with one another. But it doesn't go without a few hiccups along the way, and some wonderful helpful spirits, and some young people falling in love. So that's a bit of The Tempest.
The Tempest. The storm. We hope there is a storm with the play. The Tempest.
Big storm.
The storm. It starts with it. Doesn't it start with a storm?
Yes. Yeah. It starts with, like, and our gorgeous sound student who's been, like, helping to develop it created this absolutely insane soundscape for this storm that happens in the beginning of the show. So you get to really sit in the room and have this experience of whirling wind and rainfall, and our lighting student has been, like, trying to figure out ways to get lightning flashes in the space. It's really cool.
Yeah, the tempest part is and how awesome it starts with the tempest. So that's gonna keep you awake, man. You're like, woo, here's the tempest, here we go. And then there's magical things that happened throughout with all of the characters involved. And also a really fun thing throughout this is you find ways to incorporate all of the students who auditioned. Some of the roles have two people playing one role, which is all, it's so inclusive and collaborative. Maybe talk, can you talk a little bit about
that? Absolutely. This is part of Shakespeare and Company's motto, is that if you want to be a part of this, you are a part of it. Yeah, we will find a place for you in the show or on our tech team. We have, I think, one, two, at least four roles that have two different people playing them. And every night, sometimes we will create roles or parts for people so that they are able to be a part of this production. Yeah, taking one role and splitting it in half and making it a Mr. and a Mrs.
it's so great, it's so inclusive, and it just makes it makes your heart happy that you can, you're accepting everyone that auditions for these wonderful plays. So the 36th annual Fall Festival of Shakespeare, Shakespeare and Company is the rock star behind all of this. The Tempest is at Pittsfield High School, November 15th and 16th. And then the full festival is the following weekend at Shakespeare and Company. Shakespeare.org is the website. The Pittsfield High School Proteus Theater Group is on Facebook and Instagram. Follow them along in all of this journey and for fun photos and videos that they've been posting throughout the way. But you can get tickets at the door at Pittsfield High School's on November 15th and 16th. And Shakespeare.org will sell the tickets for the Fall Fest the next weekend. Awesome. Yay. The Tempest. Do you feel like you're in the middle of a storm at all right now?
Sure. Chaos is unbelievable.
Wait, we'll add the subject.
I like it. Thank you so much, Darius and Nayiri, for being here, the directors of one of the 10 schools. We appreciate all that Shakespeare and Company does. Thanks so much.
Yes, of course. Thank you for having us. It's been a pleasure.
Have a good week.